Yeah, thank you very much. I found that very informative because, as I said before, I work mostly in my own constituency on this issue, which I, you know, it's just an abhorrent crime. What I have seen, though, over the last 5 years is how high it is coming up the agenda. When I first was elected, I spoke to a senior police officer here in Thames Valley, and I said, look, you know, we really should be doing something about human trafficking. And he said, don't worry, it doesn't happen here. It's a metropolitan issue. You know, Thames Valley is okay. Well, we living in Oxford know clearly that that is not the case. And I do a lot of talks to organisations and getting local groups going, and I always say it's happening where you live. And I think probably about 6 months after I was elected, there were 5 Croatian girls found in the next block from me down the Iffley Road. So yes, it does happen where you live, and I'll come back to that campaign that I'm running here. The European Union, just to recap, has taken a lot of steps over the last 5 years, following on from the Council of Europe and the UN directive. We now have a directive on trafficking in human beings, which was adopted in 2011. And that has a lot, a really robust provisions on the victims' protection. And I think that is something that we must make sure gets down to the member states, because it's there in the directive, but the protection is, and I'm pleased to hear Frank say about that. We maybe can discuss a bit more. So victims, but actually creating the laws that the member states can do. It did, the directive did give a proviso, and all member states have signed up to this, to have a national rapporteur, an independent rapporteur for the victims. And I'm sorry to say the UK has a department, but it's not independent, it's retained within the civil service. And I think we need to be pushing to make sure that that independent rapporteur or spokesperson for victims is followed through. And I think we shouldn't let the government off the hook for that. The Commission, though, is working very hard on this issue and is working to share best practices. And I think there's a lot of work that goes on at Commission level that many of us might not see normally, but they are looking to bring best practices, bringing groups of actors together to share existence, share strategies and successes and failures too. I think it's worth learning from failures, and there is a lot of work going on there. The Commission will continue foregoing strong partnerships with NGOs, because they realise that actually governments and commissions don't see the face-to-face, on-the-ground work that the NGOs really do and can feed into that process, and that's very good. They also are working with private sector law enforcement bodies, as well as non-EU countries that are source and transit countries. So there is work going on there, but there's still a terrific amount that we need to be pushing on with that. The EU anti-trafficking coordinator is terrific. Her task is to improve coordination and coherence between the EU institutions. And when I say the institutions, you know, the development programme is enormous in the European Union, and there's a lot of work done in developing countries. Of course, they are the source countries, and so the anti-trafficker commissioner needs and is working there. I was very interested to hear what Frank said about who is the victim and how do we define that. Is it trafficking or is it slavery? And that's a very interesting thing, I think, that we need to be talking about. I talk about trafficking of human beings when I'm talking to organisations. And when you were saying, I was thinking, well, I wonder if I talked about slavery. I think slavery has the mental image of chains and you know, being whipped, whereas these people are actually working amongst the communities. I think it's a very interesting thing that we need to be having that debate. The EU strategy, of course, includes the JITs, the Joint Investigative Teams, and that is something that the UK has championed, and I think we need to be building on that and training. And I hope that we are also, but I don't think we are, it would be nice if we were, but I think the Nordic countries are better about the victim care. And any law enforcement agency will tell you that the more you care for the victim, the more likely you are to have the conviction as well. So it's not just the human thing to do, it helps enforcement as well. But getting on to the businesses, I mean, what I do, this is a campaign, and I put lots of these sheets up here at the end. I take these anywhere I can get my helpers to get them out, to doctors, surgeries, libraries, anywhere. These leaflets on the back, other things to look out for, lifted mostly from Stop the Traffic, but it's another way of getting out there, and I do a lot of speaking about that. Interestingly, I haven't spoken to businesses. And I think that's something maybe I should start promoting and getting out there. And I feel as an MEP, I can't, I'm not part of the law enforcement agencies, but I can do the promotion. My title opens doors for me to get in there and talk to other people, and I do talk an awful lot about that. And I find that the police have very little training in spotting trafficking, especially the community the PCSOs on the street. We need to be talking to the senior police officer, and we now do. Miss Pinkney, isn't it? The Chief Superintendent Pinkney has a special role in ACPO on trafficking, and that's to be applauded. Over lunch, we were talking about the supply chain, and I think that is also something that businesses should be aware of. And I'm delighted to hear your reference to corporate responsibility, and certainly in the trade deals that we are doing in the Parliament, we are now really pushing corporate social responsibility, mainly in working conditions and time and salaries and things. But it is this: where do you get your workers, and how do you treat them? Is very much the issue of in trafficking. One of the other things I think is worth discussing is when we're talking about prosecution, very many trafficked people volunteer into the hands of traffickers. And then you have the whose responsibility is it? If you come from a Middle Eastern country and you are looking to find work, you will pay, or an African country, or from wherever, you will pay to be transported. And it is not until you arrive at your destination that you find that you are no longer free to look for work when you get there. And so it's very easy for governments then to say, oh, well, you're not trafficked, you actually volunteered to migrate, and you are an illegal immigrant, home you go, with all the consequences of that. And I think that also, I would hope, is in the bill, that there is some differentiation so that people who have volunteered to get into the supply route are then not treated as an illegal immigrant. They become a victim through their own ignorance, and I think that's something that we should be talking about. I think I'll stop there and for some more discussion.